I love to share something important with all the women tuning in. As many of us encounter fluctuations in our hormones at some point, you know, whether it's related to cortisol or estrogen or whatever it is, the effects can manifest in various ways like sleep disruptances or changes in our appetite or bloating or discomfort. We've all been there. We all have periods of this indeed. And some of the listeners might be navigating through menopause or perimenopause or have a woman in their life that they know might be dealing with this right now. And so regardless of age or your situation, Happy Mammoth, the creator of Hormone Harmony, is committed to simplifying women's lives. They prioritize using scientifically backed ingredients that are proven to be effective for women without compromising their quality. Hormone Harmony isn't just tailored for menopause. Any woman experiencing changes in her hormonal levels can benefit from it. However, it's particularly effective for alleviating the challenging symptoms associated with menopause, such as hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and mood swings, disrupted sleep and persistent fatigue, occasional bloating and discomfort, loss of intimacy drive. Hormone Harmony addresses these issues comprehensively, and so one of its most significant advantages would be to help women feel themselves again, which is a sentiment that is echoed in the multitude of reviews, over 17,000 to be exact. And so, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com for 15% off your entire order when you use the code MAGIC at checkout. As someone who is so excited to garden this spring, yet really wants top quality soil, I'm really excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine, which is an esteemed brand renowned for its organic soil offerings. And if you're seeking to infuse your home environment with a nourishing essence that promotes flourishing plant life, you're gonna wanna listen to this, because with over 28 years of expertise, Coast of Maine has meticulously crafted soils sourced from oceanic waters and farms certified for organic cultivation. It's so nice to find such a sustainable, eco-friendly brand who really emphasizes the importance of natural ingredients to enrich their soil. And I mean, they have, like I said, top quality with rigorous quality control and OMRI listed certification. Their diverse range of products caters to all gardening needs. Most of our soils may lack appropriate nutrients for success for our plants, and our plants need this. We want to regenerate the healthy microbes in our soils to set up for gardening success and just for our plants to thrive. So if we add Coast of Maine products, this will indeed help. Whether you're planting trees or shrubs or perennials in your yard, adding Coast of Maine soil in your planting holes leads to a long, slow feeding of your plants, making them self-sufficient and vibrant, which we love. Let's say you want a vegetable garden. Not only will you receive abundant harvest, but there will be less feeding and maintenance throughout the season. Amazing. You know that everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. And then you get to also feel good about their sourcing, as I'm so thankful they provide natural ingredients, because they will never include household waste or biosolids. And we know that nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, cultivated from products and practices rooted in Coast of Maine. And so they will continually perfect the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and the place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. We love supporting local, and the products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. So Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert. Anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. And their products make organic gardening simple and approachable so we can all garden. So let's get to growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. That's Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, coastofmaine.com.
Thank you. allowing repeated thought patterns, repeated behavior patterns to continue on the loop and not catching them rolling, giving them more momentum to continue and perhaps even get louder. And sometimes these are thought patterns and behavioral patterns that do not serve us. And so we continue to limit ourselves because we believe these thought patterns, these behavioral patterns, are part of us and influence our worth.
Now let the magic begin.
Hello, and Jaima Soul Tribe. Happy Friday, happy part three. I decided I will do a rapid fire-ish Q&A, so I guess random fire Q&A. But that way, I can rapidly get through even more than just three or five. So, why don't we begin with a tarot for an overall message for all of us. And this message is from the Rumi Oracle again, and it's 29. It's such a powerful card. The right choice. Stay close to those who know about the heart. Choose the shade of a tree that is in constant bloom. Don't meander aimlessly among the herb sellers and potion vendors. Go directly to the shop that sells nothing but sweets. Don't sit waiting by every boiling pot to have your plate filled. Not every boiling pot is cooking what you want. Not every sugar cane is filled with sugar. Not every down has an up. Not every eye has a vision. Not every sea contains pearls. So the message for us, in your heart, you know what holds meaning for you. You may or may not have a grand vision to go along with that meaning as of yet, but deep within, you know what is without value and what holds value for you. You are born with those values intact in your heart. Whatever confusion has arisen for you along the way is just where the values of others have transfused into your own blood. It is time for a transfusion of holy light into that blood to be cleansed and purified, restored to its integrity, and filled with passion for what is rightfully yours, your unique passion and purpose. So may we, with gratitude and trust, release what is not rightfully ours. And this oracle, by the way, comes with, as an omen of good things headed our way. A lot of clarity, reassurance, truth, and revelation. So let's open ourselves up to that and just trust and know that somehow, some way we are, that there's something more delicious in store for us. Every day, with everything that happens to us, it always really does come down to trust. When something doesn't work out, trust it's happening for you. Though it sucks in the moment, we're human, it's okay for us to feel like, man, this sucks. That's okay. That is okay. However, even though not having whatever it is might feel like it sucks in the moment, there's always that trust that, you know what? I know that in the long run, I'm going to be so grateful that it didn't work out because I know that something else is more aligned with me. And especially as I continue to just trust the universe and trust the process, I don't need to prolong whatever it is coming my way. But no matter what, it's coming my way. Even when I don't trust, I can make it harder on myself by not listening, taking the long route, yet know it's still coming my way because it's part of my soul's agreement. So it's coming. So let us take risks of what our heart truly desires. Is what our heart desires is the right choice. But whatever others desire for us is often not. Again, not every eye has a vision. I love that line. So continue to follow that heart, that path. If stuff doesn't work out, that's okay for it to feel like it sucks for a moment. But know that something is coming forward and continue to listen and trust. And trust your heart. You're making the right choice. We're making the right choice, guys. Okay, so I believe it is time to just jump into the questions. I mean, we're at part three already, right? So the first one, I thought it was simple. This is from Parnia Razi, and she asks, tips for starting a new podcast. I know we don't usually get technical, but I'd love to hear more about what you use to edit, equipment, how you get started, etc. Totally cool with that. So I know that a lot of people are charging a fortune for podcast courses and all that, and I think that's fine. However, starting a podcast is so easy. It's so easy. I literally Googled how to start a podcast, follow some steps, and it just ended up unfolding because it wasn't an intimidating process. And I know it sounds more intimidating because it seems so technical, but it's really, really not. I've downloaded Audacity onto my MacBook. A lot of people use GarageBand. Bought a Scarlett Focusrite 212 as my recording device with the headset. A lot of people love Yetis. Some people even just use, sometimes some episodes are just my MacBook or my voice memo. Like the one yesterday, or the part two, I accidentally didn't select my microphone, so that one was completely recorded on my MacBook microphone. But sometimes I've used my voice memo before if I'm out and about and I don't happen to have my recording device with me. Like the episode that I recorded with Fishuradas. So to not worry about the technical stuff, Google it, follow some steps, and then simply just record it, post it on one of many of the different hosting platforms. I use Libsyn. I know that Skillshare, which by the way, 2 months for free when you go to skillshare.com/your own magic, and they're not sponsoring this particular episode, so free shout out to them, but they have plenty of people that are also guiding people on how to do podcasts if you really need like that step-by-step tutorial. I just read something. There's so much free information on how to do it. It's really not hard, so I just wanted to dissipate any sort of intimidation with the process and give you confidence to know how simple and easy it is. I know a lot of times we are held back because we feel as though something just seems so intimidating and hard. And so sometimes if we tell ourselves it's easy, it's always easy, it's not hard, it's not challenging, there's so much power in our words. So approaching whatever it is and saying that it's easy, feeling that it's easy, does help us feel less intimidated by the process. Many different processes. And it's gonna be easy, Parnia. You've got this. Mal Joy Love, I love this question. Would you rather walk on the beach or a long drive through the mountains? How about a long walk through the mountains? Yep, to be honest, that would be so hard. I'm such a mountain girl, but at the same time, I realize I do also need my ocean on occasion too. I guess if I had to choose between the two, I can't long, I would love to walk. I do love long drives though. So I guess long drive through the mountains. I'm listening to Trevor Hall. My Wish to Inspire asks, do you think you actually have to hit rock bottoms before you expand, manifest, align? Somebody listens to Lacey Phillips. I do genuinely think that contrasts any sort of what we might perceive as a rock bottom or a rut or something that just doesn't feel right. Contrast does show us our resistance and what we don't want. And so from that space, we are receiving messages from the universe, what doesn't resonate, so we can align with what is and begin to shift our perspective in some way, expand our minds in many ways. But I don't believe we have to go hit a rock bottom in order to manifest. You can manifest from any state. It's a powerful, according to Lacey, I believe she said that it's such a powerful place to manifest when you're at a rock bottom. And I do agree with that. But also, even when you are not at a rock bottom, of course you can manifest. There's opportunity to expand every single day, in every single moment, in every single situation. However, it's comforting in a sense, or just nice to know that if you do feel like you're at a rock bottom, to shift your perspective, and instead of feeling as though you're gaining momentum in a negative direction, if you shift your perspective to see that, wow, this is such a beautiful opportunity for growth and expansion and manifestation, that is such a more powerful place to reside. So no matter where you're at, whether you feel as though you're on a rock bottom or middle ground or on a high, of course you can manifest, of course you can expand, but it's just nice to perceive from a rock bottom that it's a powerful place to call it all in. That's my POV. Love that Lacey. And if anybody is interested in learning how to manifest, go check out To Be Magnetic, Lacey Phillips. She might still have that code for 20% off her. I don't know though, but it was magic or your own magic. So yeah, check out Lacey Phillips. She has such a powerful way of articulating how the universe works without making us feel like we can't be human. Because you can indeed be human. Our soul chose to be human at this time. Leanne Johnston, tips for finding inspo to create art, even if you aren't artistically talented. The thing is, I believe we all are talented artistically. It's more so that worth to step in, that feeling like, okay, I've got this. I mean, I just started up again getting into actual physical art, painting and drawing and illustration, which I haven't done for so long. It's indeed amateur art, you can tell. However, it's just freeing. And because I decided I'm doing this for me to alchemize any anxiety or whatever else is going on, it's been so liberating because I know that that is what works. And so to not put that pressure on, I need to be artistically talented, I need to have this look a certain way, but to just do it. I've always trusted when it came to poetry or writing. And so when I feel blocked or my mind creates stories like this is not good enough, instead there's so much power in being like, okay, I'm recognizing, I'm aware of where my mind is at right now, and this is only a story. So instead to just face that blank canvas and have the courage to simply just begin to jot something down, begin to simply just stroke the brush and see what happens. Without judgment. It's truly our self-limiting beliefs that stops us from everything. And again, what I was talking about intimidation earlier, when we're intimidated by something and think it's going to be challenging or a long road, we may stop ourselves. However, if we approach that blank canvas and say this is going to be easy, knowing that it doesn't have to be perfect or look great in any way, shape, or form. Like I post on my story, the art, and it's not like it was perfect by any means. But all that mattered to me was that it made me just feel so good in the moment. There's something about it, something about drawing or something about writing, just something to get into that creative space. I've been talking a lot about alchemizing whatever we feel through art the past month. Because I feel like that is the key to moving through this quarantine in the highest state. Because when we do this and when we open ourselves up to this, we open ourselves up to the messages that the universe wants to share through us, move through us in an artistic fashion. And the best way to allow those messages to be delivered is to simply just begin to do it. Stream of consciousness, just begin to draw. No questioning, whatever it is. I am loving this very simple question from Nicole and Kim, who came to the retreat. And Nicole, I love you. Creation, creating, and communicating with so many of you. Being with my family right now, I haven't had this much time with them for a long, long time because I've been traveling. And the fact that I've been able to get closer, that has been bringing me so much joy. Family used to trigger me so much being around them, and now it's more so. It just feels nice to be around that love. Ooh, I love this one. From Kayla. Kayla May.J. Kayla, I love you too. She also came to the Sedona retreat. She asks, Why is woke woman usually single? I don't know. You tell me. No, I... Oh, I love this. Oh, man. You know what I genuinely believe is that it's supposed to come in divine timing. Everybody has a different clock. I'm not gonna lie. Some people it's earlier, some people it's later. You know, I've had a love in life before. That happened earlier in my life, And then I was indeed, there's no way I could envision everything I've been through. Having someone by my side, I needed to learn these lessons as a single woke woman as I was awakening. So yeah, divine timing. There's no pressure at all. Kayla, oh man, I love you. I might as well answer one more from a retreat girl, Katie Serbeck. Katie, I love you. Would love to hear your thoughts on money. I have a fear lack mentality right now. Katie, you and the majority of the collective, you're not alone in feeling the fear of the moolah. Instead of talking about the energetics of money right now, I have a practical tool that will naturally align you with a better feeling about your relationship with money, and it shows the universe how much you trust her, him, it. Now, this is something new. I challenge anyone who feels a sense of lack right now financially. May we all select some place that resonates with us, that is helping the collective during this time, and donate a good chunk. And as we donate, pray to the universe, I trust that this will be delivered to them, and I trust in my abundance. And if it doesn't feel right to do this, don't do it, it's fine. But it's really amazing what happens when you donate at a time you feel financially scarce, and trust that it will come back to you because this universe is abundant. And it develops your trust muscle in knowing that when, yes, when you do donate, you're showing and telling the universe that you're not afraid of this temporary moment in time where it seems as though you might have a small amount in your bank account, because guess what? You know that this universe is infinite. This money will indeed not only come back, but the universe is going to be like, yes, this person trusts and also going to be serving the collective, so give this person more. That donation, of course, it's going to go to someone who does need it. And just trust that you will not only receive that back, but also more. And you can thank the universe for sparking this idea. If it's true that investing in whatever or putting your money towards something is showing the universe that you know it's going to come back around, might as well put your money towards something that is going to help someone else. Give your money without expecting anything in return from whoever you donated this money to. But you will likely receive something in return from the universe. Demi Rose, have you learned anything interesting about your past lives? Yes, one episode, Ains and McLeod said that I was a man in prison in South Africa during the apartheid, but I also felt deeply connected to the UK and Scotland especially, and I could feel that I've had past lives there. And what was also interesting, I never shared this, I don't believe, but I bought this scroll of Ross. My last name is Ross, and so I bought this scroll to learn about the Ross clan. And on that scroll, it said something about how the Rosses and McLeods joined forces for some sort of war or something, I don't even know, but I was like, are you kidding me? And the McLeod was spelled the same way that Ainsley spells it, and I'm like, of course, because he's somebody that I know I've known in the past, for sure. You know, you just meet those people and you're just like, I actually really know that I've had a past experience with you, and he's indeed one of them. So that made me feel as though part of my lineage from this human, this shell, part of Raquel, her ancestry, I believe that I was also someone else that this human is related to. but from hundreds of years ago. I don't know exactly what I did in the UK, but I feel like I've had many lives there. And also in Bali. There's something about Bali where I feel this deep, deep connection, deep-rooted connection that I, for sure, had one very profound life there that perhaps I didn't fully live something out as I was supposed to, because I feel like I have a karmic relationship with Bali. Yet, I still have yet to find out specifics. Alright, Leanne Johnston. Advice on how to make peace with a relationship ending without any closure. Leanne, sorry to hear. It can be so painful, I know, when a relationship ends. However, if that person is meant to be in your life, it's surprising how they do come back. But it's not surprising at the same time. But who knows whether they're going to come back or not. There's no need to set your heart on that, as that will only curate more anxiety and pain for no reason. And resistance, which would only prolong them potentially even coming back. So let's say that they're not, and this has come to its end. They came to your life. You both were in each other's life, likely with a soul contract to be in each other's life at that time for whatever reason, to learn some sort of lesson and then leave. We have some people that come into our life and have shorter contracts with us in this life, and then others that come and go, and then others that are just there to stay for the long haul, nearly the entire lifetime in this experience. So whatever your contract, whatever you both agreed on, lessons you needed to learn from that, is only allowing you to understand more of your soul, understand more of this experience. If it's really painful, please, please, please allow yourself to grieve. Write so much stuff down that feels painful in your heart. Speak things out loud. Experience that pain. Close your eyes and experience whatever grief you might be experiencing of this loss or of this relationship ending in your heart. Cry, cry, cry it out. Ask yourself all the questions when you close your eyes and move this energy through your heart and out into the universe. So that way the energy doesn't stay stuck inside of you. And whenever your mind goes to a nasty thought of that person, just tell your mind, tell your ego, I'm not thinking of that. We're not thinking about this person anymore. We're not doing it. We're letting them go, okay? We're gonna let them go. Sometimes you just have to talk to your ego that way. We're letting this person go. They're not that bad. They're just not part of us anymore. I'm moving forward. I'm moving on with my life. I have so much more to offer for this world. You both are probably just not vibrationally aligned anymore. You both are evolving. I'm not saying any evolution is better or worse, but just evolving in different directions, and it's time to end. And that is, though it might suck in the moment, remember, like we were talking about earlier, this is indeed happening for you. But it's so okay to grieve and cry about it for a little bit. I saw something really cool the other day where people were writing things on plates. And then they wrote, let go. And then they went somewhere and just broke the plate on the ground. Of course, cleaned it up after. But they just wrote everything out, all their feelings out on the plate. Went outside and broke the plate into pieces. What a release. What a release. All right, last question. Meta Yogi Sky 777. What do you believe is the most common way we limit ourselves vibrationally? If I understand your question correctly, right now what resonates with that question is the idea of allowing repeated thought patterns, repeated behavior patterns to continue on the loop, and not catching them, allowing those to transcend or move in a different direction. Just we keep these thought loops rolling, 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 giving them more momentum to continue and perhaps even get louder. And sometimes these are thought patterns and behavioral patterns that do not serve us. And so we continue to limit ourselves because we believe these thought patterns, these behavioral patterns, are part of us and influence our worth. And so to begin to recognize perhaps what thoughts and what behaviors do I continue to do that just feels as though perhaps it's keeping me in my comfort zone, or so I'm not moving forward, or keeping me from expanding this human experience, in this human experience. So for when I close my eyes to feel what was proper to feel the proper response to your question, I just saw repeated thoughts and behaviors. And that's also coming from a personal place, because I realize there is a repeated thought and behavior that has its seasons for me. In fact, after this podcast, I'm going to write about it and let it go while I have an interview. And then after that, I am going to address my thought and behavioral pattern that is not serving me. It served me once, but it's not serving me anymore in some way, where it's time to let that go, let that piece go, move on, move forward, alchemize into something that allows me to fly away from that cocoon and see where I fly to once I let that go. And there's, of course, so many ways, by the way, for all of us. A lot of times, it's not what we're thinking in our conscious mind. It really is whatever is going on in our subconscious mind. But sometimes, of course, I mean, you can go into a meditation or hypnotic state to reveal what you're subconsciously holding on to. However, you can also witness it in a conscious state when you think about what you have been repeatedly thinking about, or what behaviors you just have been doing on autopilot that do not reflect the highest, best version of you. So in your conscious state, feel free to write that down. And then in your meditative state, trust that when you go into that neutral space in your meditative state, that is also releasing from you. Because your vibration is limitless. You are infinite and limitless. So no need to put too much pressure on yourself that you're doing anything wrong. It's just the human. You're just human. We're just human. We're silly humans. So silly. Why did our souls want to do this? I don't know. That is all. I hope you have a magical, magical weekend. And thank you all so, so much for sending in your questions. I love doing these Q&As so much. So yeah. Who knows when the next one will be, but I would love to hear from you. And also, I'm excited to share more of your Yomi art. Share this episode if it brought you any value on Instagram, because I will be selecting someone for the giveaway. I will be sending someone a Rumi Oracle deck, the tarot I've been reading from this series. And I might be actually honoring my energetic boundaries a second and flowing to an Airbnb in San Diego or something, which I'm really excited about. So I'm going to unplug and in this moment, let you go. All right. Walk with you again, or paint with you again, or drive with you again, or run with you again on Monday. Send in all my love. Dear Yomis, thank you so much, so, so much for lending your ear and taking time, valuable time for your soul to listen to this episode today. I am honored to provide this for you, and I hope something in this spoke to you and shifted you in some way. I would love to personally connect with your soul on, well, of course, IRL, but also on the Instagrams or the Facebooks. My Instagram, which I am finally active on, is at Raquel Mantra. That is spelled RAQUELLE Mantra. I'll put that in the show notes. I make sure to not only see and respond to all the comments, but also send love back to you, because why not? And then for you to also connect with me and this powerful tribe of like-minded individuals, high-vibing individuals to raise your vibrations, feel free to join us in the Your Own Magic secret Facebook group that will also be left in the show notes. And feel free to browse yourownmagic.life. I have some free guided meditations on there and more information about upcoming retreats and events. And of course, my offering, my service, is the Soul Tribe exclusive site, which is $44.44 USD. This is for life, for you to receive many meditations. And the most recent one was to help you reprogram your subconscious mind to see your highest potential in a hypnotic state. For example, like reprogramming your subconscious mind to see your highest potential while you're in a hypnotic state, along with others like activating your third eye or short, simple ones to ease you into your morning or alleviate anxiety, and a lot of deep imaginings, which I love to do personally, is to just visualize and expand my imagination so I can be more creative in my day. In addition to that, other soul expanding journalings to ask yourself every morning, and magic challenges and other spiritual rituals, yada yada. Anyway, I love you all so much. Thank you so much for listening, and have a magical day.